Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of South Asia Chat, brought to you by the Institute of South Asian Studies in Singapore. This week, we have with us Professor Kuo Swee Tang, Visiting Scholar, Institute of South Asian Studies at NUS, and Professor of International Relations at the Shanghai University of International Business and Economics in Shanghai. Welcome, Prof.
Thank you.
So this week, we take advantage of Professor Kuo's stay with us and pick his mind about China. So, Prof, perhaps I can start off talking a bit about China-India relations since we are the ISAS and we deal with South Asia. How have China-India relations developed over the last year since the Wuhan summit last May? And have there been any major developments in this relationship since?
This is a very important question. Since the Wuhan summit meeting, China-India relations have developed, much better. Faster than before the 2017, mm-hmm. And I see that you can see that if we talk about the any major developments, it's more about the border disputes as resolution. And what I mean the resolution is how to keep the border dispute more quiet,
right?
And maybe keep it in control,
right?
So both sides agree that it's the very big consensus. That we keep the border disputes in control and do not affect the whole general China-India relationship. I think that this is the major development after summit meeting, and even it can be helpful for us, for China and Indian governments, to develop other cooperation in economic or trade and investments and even international corporations. So this is the precondition, I think, for the further development of China-India relationship.
I see. Yeah. But there's always this view that China views India's growth with a bit of discomfort. But how does China view India's growth? And is there anything about India's growth that may make China uncomfortable?
No. I don't think any Indian's economic growth can make China unhappy, uncomfortable. I think it's... when China see Indian growth, I think it's not as many think that because of China and India, maybe some people say it's a strategic competitor, that China will feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's not really true. China is really care about how India develop in a sustainable way. India can learn from China, or China can be an example for Indian economic growth model. So this is a big question. This is China care. Because if the Indian economy grows faster and needs more markets, and the markets grow and need more trade, that will be very helpful for China. So China is happy to see Indian growth. But the question is how China wants to see a very healthy Indian economic growth.
And how does it benefit China?
Yeah, because Indian market is growing. Mm-hmm. China can export more product to there. Mm-hmm. And also China can invest more there. So this is the bilateral benefit way that China understands the Indian side. So I don't think any that's Indian economy now that's number four or five, number six like that. So there are also argument of Indian economic growth is really some not that high, about 7% growth, maybe even lower because they changed the way of measuring about the GDP growth.
Yes.
So China, I think, is more careful about how Indian economic growth can be in a healthy, in a sustainable way that China and it can develop our economy through our investments, through this bilateral trade. I think there's China happy to see the economic growth in India.
But of course, this optimism and positivity on India's economic growth also is underpinned by the view that perhaps China treats India not as a strategic threat. Mm. And I'm referring here to more recent developments in terms of India's participation in the Indo-Pacific. Does China see this as a strategic threat?
I cannot really. We were strategic threats, but China, of course, I think is unhappy to see if Indian participation in Indo-Pacific. of the, you know, led by the United States, because people always, all the people know that China and the U.S. now is have a very global competition, if we say.
Yes.
So China don't want to see India join that kind of American group or collection, you know, or block to counter China's growth. So of course China is unhappy to see that. But until now, China cannot see, doesn't see, from my point of view, China didn't see, doesn't see that India is a strategic threat until now, because India has a strategic, you know, the foreign policy strategy autonomy. So I think India will try best have a smart maybe foreign policy to balance China and the USA. So until now, I'm still confident that the U.S., the India can still maintain a very good relationship with China and also good relationship with with the United States. So I don't think until now China can take the India as a strategic threat. I think a strategic competitor maybe, I think, but even now, I think believe China and India can become a strategic partner in the future.
So what is the long-term view on India and Beijing? I mean, you've been very positive so far, but are there any clouds in the horizon that could affect this relationship negatively?
If we talk about the negative sides of China-India relations, we are, you know, there are you know, some unpredictable things, uncertainties inside. And from my perspective, I think if we talk about long-term view of India on India's foreign policy, for example, I think China has been taken seriously of Indian government how they think about the border disputes in long-term, how we solve this problem. And second one is how the Indian foreign policy toward Pakistan, because China need a peaceful and developing South Asia. It's not only development of India, it's all development of us, all the countries in South Asia country, region. So I think the other sort of concern is how Indian foreign policy towards his neighboring countries, particularly Pakistan, because they have Kashmir disputes there.
Yes.
So that will be China's most concern, I think, in the long term, is a secret side. And so in other, I didn't see much, you know, we China and India now is improving, relationship is improving, as I said just now, in the last year, after the summit meeting, we have much more strong economic cooperation now, trade and investment, and the people-to-people exchanges now, more Indians, and also now more in China, Chinese to Indians, to India. So more tourists, tourists there. So there, you can see much, you know, positive side of the relationship. So next side, I see, I just mentioned two, and I think the another, if we say, India also think about how to think about China. Don't take China as a threat.
Yes.
Take China as an opportunity. I think if they do, China will see is a win-win. This is a win-win game in Asia, and as I said, I say so. She'll be a very, I take it as a sustainable Asia rise. After China rise, and India continue, then make the Asia rise continue.
I see.
So that's what I think. How Xianda, I talk think about India in long term view.
And I think that brings us to a nice end on a very optimistic note.
Yes.
Thank you,
so.
Professor Kuo, for joining us today and for sharing your views. We'll be with you again in our next episode to discuss more on China's view of the world. Viewers and listeners, till then, tune in and let's discuss more about China's role in the world with Professor Kuo in our next episode. Thank you and have a great week ahead.